Henry Addison Reynolds, the son of Arthur Campbell Reynolds and Mary Melissa Loving, was born and raised in Montague County, Texas. Although I never knew Henry, I have had the privilege of knowing four of his six children. I know that he would be proud of all his children, and I also feel that the story of Henry Addison Reynolds can best be told by his daughter Viola Reynolds. In the book, History of Montague County, she says,
Henry Addison Reynolds, the 11th child of Arthur Campbell and Mary Melissa Loving Reynolds, was born October 14, 1886. His father, the son of Henry and Mary Brown Reynolds, and his mother, the daughter of Solane and Ann Stevens Loving, moved to Montague County from Titus County, Texas in November of 1877, and settled on a 320-acre tract of land 3 miles northeast of Nakona. Henry, with his brothers and sisters, lived there until 1890, when his father retired and bought 5 acres in the northeast part of Nakona. Mr. Reynolds built a house and moved his family into town, where he no longer actively farmed. The Reynolds sons continued, under their father's supervision, to farm the land, raising wheat, oats, cotton, corn and cattle. Each day they walked the 3 miles to and from their farm work. After graduating from public school in 1904, Henry attended Drawn's Business College for 2 years. On his return to Nakona, he became part owner and clerk in the Farmers Union grocery store. On October 11, 1908, he married Anna Louise Battles. By this time he was weighing cotton and working at the cotton yard. When his mother died in February 1913, he, his wife and child moved into the house with his father, who was too old to live alone and care for his needs. At this time Henry became the bookkeeper for Curlin Gin, a job he held for many seasons. In 1917 he built a 3-bedroom house on the farm and moved his family into it in December of that year. During World War I he was a cotton buyer, but he took a big loss when the cotton market dropped. Henry was an outdoorsman and a lover of nature. He liked to farm and was a successful farmer for many years, so he returned to the farm. During the 1920s, he did custom threshing of grain in Montague and Cook counties. He used a steam engine and a separator, the forerunner of the modern combine. In 1928, Henry moved into Nakona and worked for the city as secretary and water commissioner. In 1931, he moved back to the farm home and began working for the Montague AAA, a job he held for about 20 years. He became a charter member of the Upper Elm Red Soil and Water Conservation, and he served on that board until his death. Henry leased his farmland to Doug Johnson Drilling Company in 1942. During that time a number of wells were dug, but only 4 produced oil and gas. The income from these was a great help during World War II, while all 3 of Henry's sons were away from home serving in the armed forces. Henry Reynolds also served on the school board and was a trustee when the old 3-story building was erected. He was a Democrat and a very concerned citizen. He was a member of the Masonic Lodge, in which he took an active part all his adult life. There were 6 children born to Henry and Anna Lou Reynolds. They are, Mary Fleming born 1909, deceased at 3 months, Viola born 1911 and married V.H. Reynolds in 1935. Eugenia born 1913 and married Louis Russell in 1930, Orville born 1917 and married Laverne Meeks in 1939, Arthur, Jack, born 1920 and married Eva McLennan in 1947, and Clyde born in 1924 and married Dorothy Howard in 1946. Harold L. Reynolds, a grandson and presently principal of Nakona High School, now owns the farmland which has been in the family these 110 years. Other grandsons include Donald W. Russell of Bowie, Michael Russell of Louisville, Joe Reynolds of Arlington, Stephen Reynolds of Washington, Mitchell Reynolds of Alvarado, Reginald Reynolds of Sulphur Springs, Roger Reynolds and Philip Reynolds both of Grand Prairie, and Larry Paul Reynolds deceased. There are 4 granddaughters. They are Linda Reynolds Kevill of Arlington, Donna Reynolds Martin of Grand Prairie, Becky Reynolds Scroggins of Decatur, and Patty Reynolds Tucker of Nakona. Henry Reynolds died peacefully in his sleep on February 24, 1962. Anna Reynolds suffered a stroke in January 1980 and died on Christmas Eve 1980. Both are interred in the Nakona Cemetery.